The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I got tremendous pleasure from watching Dexter over the years. I don't know why you want to knock it.
Jeff Lutz.
I killed a guy in his sleep last night.
What is he, Bob Huggins? The only thing you offer this show,
I hated the voice,
is your 19 impersonations that sound the same.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel.
What are we talking about? Pardon. My mind is elsewhere.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's a Wednesday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting. Max Power, producing, engineering. 869-1240, the phone number. Another win last night for the Guardians over the beleaguered Kansas City Royals. Who would have thought it a week ago?
Nobody. They were up 5-2 in the eighth against the...
You were down and out. You were... selling your possessions, moving out of state. I don't know what you were doing.
I was about to. It was pretty bleak. And then suddenly you get a good seventh inning or whatever it was, eighth inning against the Royals, and you get two out of three from Pittsburgh. You get two in a row from the Royals.
Everything you can imagine had gone right for the Royals until that seventh inning, and everything you can imagine has gone wrong for them since. They've been beset by injuries.
Join the club, my man.
No, we're not joining any club.
Join it.
You haven't had any injuries over there
sure
in Cleveland.
Haven't.
Who got hurt?
Bieber, Gavin Williams, Alex Cobb just missed a couple of starts.
Yeah.
Took Matthew Boyd a month to come back.
Yeah, but anyway, it's been remarkable. Now you got a chance to sweep them tonight. Then the Royals have Minnesota at home. They go to New York. Nobody's making a move on them in the wild card. Boston, ridiculous.
Well, the team that you might, not really, but...
Detroit.
Yeah.
I've been trying to tell you that all year.
They're not very good, but when you lose and you allow teams to sneak up on you, that's what I've been talking about with the Guardians. No one really caught them. The Guardians backed up to everyone else. Now the Royals are backing up, and suddenly they're closer to Detroit in fourth than they are to Cleveland in first.
The Tigers are just a game over 500, but they went to this youth movement, and it's working out. And
well, it's giving them some energy.
I've tried to tell you all year that's a team, that's an organization that's coming.
Not really.
I don't know when they'll get there, but they're coming.
Whatever.
since August 11th, the Detroit Tigers, let me count this up. 6, 7, 8. Talk amongst yourself.
So we're talking about 3 weeks for a team that basically was out of it and playing for nothing. They might sort of be playing for something now, but I really, again, not a threat.
15-5. 15-6, I'm sorry, since August the 11th.
Well, good for them.
And they've beaten some decent teams in that time. They took 2 of 3 from the Yankees. They swept Seattle. They won 2 of 3 against Boston. They are currently in a series against the Padres. Tough. Lost game one of that series. It resumes tonight. Then they have Oakland, Colorado, Baltimore, the Royals, Baltimore, Tampa, and the White Sox.
Uh-oh.
They have a schedule that looks like they could stay in this hunt.
Well, while the Royals are playing Minnesota and the Yankees, the Tigers are playing Oakland and the White Sox. Is that right?
Colorado.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's kind of an uh-oh if you're a Royals fan.
You're an insufferable.
Why?
Front runner.
How is that controversial?
Uh-oh. You know what I'd do if I was a Royals fan? Guess.
You can't tell me they're not
tell
nervous.
Tell me what I'd do.
Are they not nervous?
But tell me what I'd do.
Run and
punch
hide?
Punch in the nose.
Run and hide.
No?
That's what they should be doing.
It's interesting. The Royals got to get this thing turned around somehow. And I don't know. Who's pitching tonight?
Lugo.
Reagans?
Lugo.
Lugo.
V. Lively.
That'll be a tough one for Kansas City.
You never really know what you're going to get from Ben Lively. He'll either give up a home run and like 2 runs, or he'll implode in 1 inning, and it'll go bad for him. Hopefully, it's the former.
Royals have nothing that you look at and say, "Oh, they'll get that one." They've got Minnesota at home after this series, in New York to play the Yankees, at Pittsburgh. Now Pittsburgh's kind of fallen apart. But if they catch Skeens, Keller, and Jones in that
pitching
series.
There's nothing wrong with Pittsburgh's pitching.
By the way, they get Skeens and Jones in the first 2 games of that series.
Yeah, tentatively.
As it sets up right now. Then they have Detroit and the Giants at home. They go to Washington. Washington's not real good, but Washington's a little scary because they got all these young guys.
Could be.
And then they finish the season with 3 at Atlanta. Those could be meaningful games for Atlanta. So we'll see.
That Detroit series with the Royals is going to loom large on what happens relative to the postseason.
Well, Minnesota better get it together, too, while we're at it. They're not exactly putting on a big push.
Not yet, but people still think that it will happen at some point because of their pitching.
Their pitching.
And their offense.
Their offense.
Yeah.
They just lost. They've split 2 games with Tampa. They got 2 more left with the Rays. Then they go to Kansas City. They're at home against the Angels. The Reds. They go to Cleveland for 4. Boston for 3. At home against Miami and at home against Baltimore to end the year. And you check that stuff. If you're a baseball fan.
It's time. It's time to check it. It's time to be scoreboard watching.
You're not as nervous as you were. You're feeling pretty good about things right now.
Sure. Why shouldn't I be?
Tonight, you got a chance to go 6.5 up.
That'd be nice.
Or it could be cut to 4.5.
Yeah. It was 4.5 yesterday, and I felt pretty good. So.
Yeah, but you wouldn't feel as good. This is a day-to-day game. You only feel as good as yesterday's game.
Mostly, yeah. But again, as long as I'm going to wake up tomorrow in first place, then I'll be fine.
And I'm
going to wake up tomorrow in first place, and I'll be fine.
They were talking on MLB today about the Cleveland bullpen and how much they've been worked. They said only 39 times in 139 games has a Cleveland starter pitched into the 7th inning. That's amazing. So that bullpen, will it hold up for you?
I think so, because the rotation has never been more stable. And Bybee gave you six last night. They've got like three or four starts in a row where the starter has allowed two hits, which is pretty impressive.
Or maybe they said the sixth inning. Did they?
Maybe.
39 times out of 139 games, a starter's pitched into the sixth inning?
Yeah, well, think about it. The rotation earlier had Logan Allen, Tristan McKenzie, Carlos Carrasco. Now it has some veteran pieces, and you're feeling
you better hope
pretty
so.
Good about it.
You better hope that bullpen doesn't just fade out in October.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, they were talking about that.
Well, I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Well, I listened to it.
They're...
Made sense to me.
Their appearances are okay, but their pitch count is not that high because they breeze through their innings and do pretty well.
We'll see. Meanwhile, we're a night away now from the NFL opener. Chiefs-Baltimore in Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow night. Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star, who covers the Chiefs, frequent guest on our show, will join us at 3:25 to help us break that game down. But that's not all we have for you on the show today. At 2:25, Weston Schartz, head football coach at Cape and Mount Carmel. They are now a 4A high school, which seems odd, but that's where we are. It's based upon enrollment. And Weston Schartz joins us. They open the season Friday night against Andover. At 2:45, Mark Grogan, who runs our golf tournament for League 42, it's 1 month from today up at Sand Creek Station in Newton. Mark Grogan will join us, former Wichita State baseball player. He's taken on the responsibility of running the tournament, and he'll give you the details, and hopefully a few of you will sign up. At the top of hour number two, Mike Furches with us to talk some pop culture as we have our weekly visit with Mike. And then, of course, Jesse Newell at 3:25. Tomorrow on the show, I've booked Scott Merkin, MLB Chicago White Sox beat writer. We got to talk to him. He's been on the show to preview the White Sox for several years now. He's had to cover that team. They just lost, what's their record?
31-108, I believe, or 109.
I mean, you can't make that stuff up.
That is depressing.
They are 5-45 in their last 50 games. 31-109, they're going to zoom by the all-time record of futility set by the New York Mets in their inaugural season back in 1962. They have a run differential of 310 in the negative.
Not great.
That's getting outscored by two runs a game every game you play.
Correct.
Basically.
I believe the number was, you're right, 2.2.
Are you kidding? I mean, you can't, I don't care if you're playing with minor leaguers, and they are to a very large degree.
Well, it seems like it should be even higher, right? They're losing 9-0. They're losing 13-3.
But they've had Crochet and Fetty in their rotation for much of the year. Two pretty good pitchers. And who was the third guy in their rotation? Who's not terrible either?
I don't know. They've got Chris Flexen in there.
Nah, he's terrible.
I think they had Mike Clevenger for a couple starts.
He was there for a little bit.
I don't think there is a third guy, is there?
Maybe not. Flexen, boy, 2-14.
He's bad.
Crochet, 6-10. He's not pitching a whole lot of late. Yeah, they brought in Mike Soroka, but is he even still with them? I've completely lost track of who is even on this roster.
I'm not sure if Soroka's still hanging around.
What do they do?
What do you mean?
In the off season?
I have no idea.
They can't be in the hunt for the top draft pick based on some ridiculous
thing. They can't even pick in the top 10 this year.
Well, that's crazy.
How sad is that?
That's awful.
It's horrible.
Makes me feel bad for them.
I feel bad for them.
They don't have DeJong anymore. He led them in homers. Luis Robert's been hurt. He probably doesn't ever want to put on that uniform again. Andrew Vaughn has to be... these poor guys. Andrew Benintendi's a decent player.
Not this year.
Well, he's terrible. Who could be good? Who in the world could be good for a team like that?
I don't know.
He had no compassion.
Probably. I just said I felt bad for him. But there's also not a whole lot of love lost there because they're a division rival, and we've had some knockdown dragouts with them over the years.
Well, I started to say, isn't baseball a better place when the White Sox are pretty good?
I don't know.
Aren't the White Sox one of those franchises? Don't they kind of have the history that makes you sit up and take notice?
Well, what, I
don't
guess.
Don't we care collectively in baseball about the White Sox?
No. Why would we?
What would they rank in that historical collective amongst the 30 teams in Major
League Baseball?
What
do you know them most for? A cheating scandal.
Yeah, but I kind of know them for Bill Veeck and the crazy uniforms they used to wear and, you know, some of that stuff.
They won a World Series as recently as about 20 years ago.
Yeah, Paul Konerko, A.J. Pierzynski. They had some decent players.
Some really good players. Really good pitching.
Dick Allen spent some good years in Chicago with the White Sox.
Ron Karkovice.
Frank Thomas. My goodness.
Kelly Gruber, I think,
Ron
had a Karkovice stop there.
Wasn't that good.
Carlton Fisk played there.
Carlton Fisk was good. Tom Seaver went to the White Sox.
He did.
They've had some pretty good guys.
Absolutely.
I'll ask you your top 10 all-time White Sox if we ever have a moment in the show to do that.
All right.
Well, we have one now. You got it?
No, I don't. Lance Johnson.
He's not a top 10 all-time.
Oh, like top? You're asking me top 10 best and not top 10 favorite?
Top 10 best.
Well, you got Frank Thomas would probably be number one. Konerko would be up there. Dick Allen would probably be up there. They've had some pitchers over the years.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who I would put.
Jermaine Dye might be there.
Where can I find this stuff? All I want to do is find it. Your guy Grady Sizemore is their manager right now. You got to feel bad for him.
Well, it's too bad.
Isn't he your guy?
He was at one point. Kind of bounced around later in his career, and we lost touch with him a little bit. What are you looking for?
Looking for a list of all-time leaders for the White Sox, which you'd think I could find very easily.
You would think.
But I can't.
Well, I can find it actually pretty easy. Their best player ever is Luke Appling, believe it or not.
No, Shoeless Joe's their best player ever.
Well, Luke Appling has the most White Sox war because he played there for his entire career. They got some retired numbers. Harold Baines, Nelly Fox, Minnie Mignoso would be up there.
Their leading winner as a pitcher, Ted Lyons, 260. Of course, more contemporary is Mark Burley. And then Wilbur Wood ranks fifth.
They've got 10 retired numbers, and I dare say those will probably be your top 10 White Sox. Nelly Fox, Harold Baines, Luke Appling, Minnie Mignoso, Louis Aparicio, Paul Konerko, Ted Lyons, Billy Pierce, Frank Thomas, and Mark Burley. And they've also retired Carlton Fisk. So you might put him in there instead of Billy Pierce, but that's pretty good. That's a pretty good list.
And, of course, you can't mention the White Sox without talking about Steve Stone.
Really?
He's been their broadcaster forever.
Yeah, he was with the Cubs for a while.
And Harry Carey.
But Steve Stone's years as a pitcher were with Baltimore.
Right, but
won a Cy Young
I always
over
think
there.
Of Steve Stone. Of course, with Harry Carey.
And then Hawk.
And Hawk Harrelson. So two legends in the booth.
He has been there.
How long was Harry Carey with the White Sox before he went to the Cubs?
I don't know. Not very long, I don't think.
Not too long. But he made a mark.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. You looking forward to the NFL?
I guess I better be. Is the game tomorrow on Peacock exclusive?
No, it's on NBC and Peacock. Friday night's game from Brazil, the Packers and Eagles, exclusively on Peacock.
Is that the dumbest thing you've ever heard of in your life?
I don't think so, because that's the way we're going, and these people are directing us that way, and there's not a darn thing we can do about it. They're willing to put up with some short gain pain because the long term is streaming.
No, I'm talking about going to Brazil to play a game.
I don't mind it.
They can't even leave.
Look how festive it's going to be.
They can't even leave their hotel because it's so dangerous, and the water's bad. And
look how festive it's going to be.
I don't care about the festivities. I care about players not being killed.
Well, I don't think that's a. I think they'll be okay. I mean, Brazil. I don't know. What do you want me to say about it?
Just play the game in Philly or Green Bay and let's move on.
They're expanding their footprint.
Yeah, but those are two really good fan bases that probably want a home game and would feel
sure
good
they
about
are.
It.
But again, the NFL has to pay attention to that.
No, they don't.
No, they have to pay attention to taking care of fan bases.
I disagree.
But also expanding the game.
I disagree. There's no expanding the game. They have so much money that it's beyond comprehension.
Well,
domestically, they're just fine.
They've certainly expanded the game.
I guess. I don't know that they really need to. It's an American sport through and through. I don't know if it'll ever really catch on in Brazil or Germany.
We'll watch the game Friday and see if it catches on. The place will be bonkers.
You sure about that?
You watch. Okay?
I will watch.
And get back to me.
I doubt I'll get back to you. I'm not going to get back to
you. When you see the atmosphere, just send a text. By the way, Jackson Duda, 1-0.
Really?
Win last night.
Did he get the goal?
Did I say the score would be? 1-0, Mays JV over Goddard Eisenhower last night. So congratulations to Jackson Duda. We'll take a break, come back, talk with Weston Schartz, head football coach at Wichita, Cape, and Mount Carmel. That's next.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Weston Schartz, he joins us. Oh, mental capacity could be in question here. How are you?
Bob, I've never been better. It's beautiful outside.
Good.
Well, season's coming up. Beautiful.
You do love coaching football. You get another shot with Cape and Mount Carmel. Last year, a very successful year that ended with a loss in the 5A title game to Mill Valley. Now you're in 4A. How are you adapting to the mental aspect of now being in Class 4A?
Well, you know what? You're probably not going to believe this. It's no different. We're still in the City League. We still play a tough 8-game schedule. And then that 9th game, we'll see who we play. But there's some really good 4A teams out there. You know, probably 5 or 6 that could compete at the 5A level. And, you know, you have to beat those good teams in order to get there to the state championship game. But there's some really good programs in 4A. And, you know, we're not taking anything for granted because we did step down a classification. And, you know, but we're still playing the City League schedule, which we're excited about. So not a lot different, just, you know, trying to get better every week.
What's your main takeaway from last year? You get to the state title game, obviously. You have a really good season. So what have been your primary thoughts about last season as you approach this season?
Well, it was a really fun season to coach. We had some good young men. We had a great running back, obviously, in Amari Elias. He's no longer with us, and he's at Air Force Academy playing and doing a great job. But, you know, going into the season, we Mill Valley, we got beat by a better team that day. They were more physical than we were. They were bigger than we were, more athletic than we were, and we knew in order to compete at that level for a state championship, we had to improve some things. And number one, it was we had to improve on our defense because we gave up a lot of points last year, and we had to get stronger in the weight room, and we've done both. Our kids have hit the weight room since the day after the Mill Valley game, and we have gotten a whole lot better on defense because we returned quite a few starters from last year's team. Those two areas we had to get better in.
A home game for Cape and Mount Carmel coming up Friday night at the Stryker Complex. They take on Andover. So you mentioned you gave up a whole lot of points, but you scored a whole lot of points. You've been coaching a long time, and you've had some really good teams. That offense last year, though, was something else. Did you enjoy those kind of shootouts that you guys were involved in some of those football games last year? Or do you prefer the Weston Schartz kind of tried-and-true way of grinding it out?
You know, Bob, we did score a lot of points, no, I don't like getting in games where you have to score 40 or 50 to win. Let us beat you 14-7. You know, let us play better defense, we just didn't play great defense last year. I want to get in games where it's a slugfest, but I don't know if that's going to happen anymore. Everybody gets on these video games and they find these new formations and these new plays and doing that type of thing. And they open it up and they make you, you know, defend the field. But if you look at the really good teams, the Mill Valleys, the Derbies, and the Northwests, and some of those teams, they only have 3 or 4 running plays. And what they do is they get in all these crazy formations, run the same plays. So I'd rather it be a old fashioned slugfest. Those days are over. We're probably the only team that still lines up in the eye and runs off tackle and traps and does some things. And I think that causes people problems because they only see it once a year. So, you know, they see the spread and they practice it all summer, but we give them a little something different every time they play us.
So how do you adapt personally? I know maybe that's not your number one forte because you do like to do the things that have worked in the past, but if you know the opposing offenses are going to play that way and probably score a lot, how do you combat that to where, you know, without a guy like Omari Elias anyway, that you're going to score enough to be successful?
That's a good question, Jeff. You know, my first year here, we didn't have Omari Elias. We were 10-2. So the system over here at Capen has worked. And we're not going to change a whole lot. Actually, if you look at it statistically, the last 4 years we're here, we were in the top three or four every year in 5A offensively and scoring points. So what we do, we're pretty confident in our system. We don't have to when we start practicing in the summer, we don't have to put in a new system. We don't have to give new names for plays. We don't have to give new sets. It's just, come on, they can do it in their sleep type of thing. And if you look at like Mill Valley, they're in three different running plays. So we're not going to change. We're going to do what we do right. And you know, we may run a little bit more option this year than we have in the past, because to run the option, you don't have to have a great offensive line. You just have to be assignment sound, and that's kind of where we're at right now. But I'm not worried about that part. We'll score enough points to win football games, and I'm confident of that.
Talking with Weston Schartz, how many years is this coach? How many years now as a head coach?
Well, you and I got something in common. League 42, it's my 42nd year coaching.
Wow.
And 42 was my favorite number in high school and middle school. John Brockington, Green Bay Packers. He's a guy I grew up idolizing. So hopefully that'll bring me a little bit of fortune this year.
John Brockington. I remember that now. Oh, yeah.
Greatest running back in the history of the NFL.
There you go. I think you'd get maybe one other vote from his family member that's still alive. So we've talked about your offense. You lose a lot of people, including Amari, who's will go down as one of the greats in City League history, no doubt. So you lose a lot from that offense. But you have quite a bit coming back on defense, including a guy, senior linebacker Kyle Kea, who's committed to Oklahoma State. Is this going to be a completely different look, Capen team? Is this back to winning some games, 14-7, 21-14, that kind of team?
Yeah, I would hope it is. Like, you know, we have a lot of kids coming back on D. Our linebacking crew is as good as it's been in 20 years for me. You know, we play a 3-4. Our four linebackers are really good. We have Kyle Kea. And we have a couple good middle linebackers in Austin Howard and Cal Purvis. So, you know, we can't move the ball on them this year. We go goal line defense every day, and we have a hard time moving the football. And last year we kind of owned them. So either our offense isn't clicking or our defense is a lot better. And we think our defense is a lot better. And we got players on that side of the ball, you know, Jackson Daniels at safety, Noah Shrek at safety. These are fear starters. And I'd love to win. I'd like to win 2-0. You know, if we play that good a defense, that's what wins football games. And if you can play defense, you'll be in every game.
What's the vibe around just the athletic program overall? Because I'm pretty sure that when they brought in you and Steve Eck, who is the boys basketball coach, of course, this is probably what they had in mind. They played for a state championship in football. They won a state championship in basketball. The returns on those investments have been pretty solid. What's the mood?
Well, I always tell Chris Bloom, our principal, we got a bargain, because when Steve Eck came, you know, you knew we were going to win, and you know, got free in baseball and our track team was good. The thing that I'm proud of on our athletic program is I get tired of hearing all this Cape and people tell me, well, in the 70s and 80s, we did this, this, and this. Statistically, last year was the most successful boys' season in the history of the school because of the state championships won and, you know, where we placed in the city and those types of things. So we've done something this last year that they hadn't done since Capen opened. Played for a state championship in football, win it in basketball, win it in track, great cross country team, good wrestling. So, you know, we've turned the tide a little bit. And the reason for it is they brought some good quality people in. They've let us coach. The parents have let us, they've been supportive. The kids have bought in. And we're probably the oldest staff in the country. I think Steve Eck is 97 years old, and I'm close to 80. So, you know, you put us together, we got a bunch of staff. But it's been great coaching with Steve Eck. You know, I when he came, I just, somebody said, we win. I said, yeah, he'll win, and he'll win quick. And I don't know how he does it. You know, I still don't know how he does it, but he's fantastic. And the school is really proud of that.
If only you'd won that football game, then you'd have a trifecta. But that's the way it goes. Steve and whoever the track coach is are doing a great job over there.
You know,
I couldn't resist, Wesson.
Well, I set myself up. I did. Hey, Jeff, I just want to tell you, $20.50 from your time at McAdam Plumbing Pool that you didn't show up and I covered for you.
I appreciate that. Hey, I've got a question for you. Did you ever read that Johnny Carson book I loaned you, and when do you think I might get that back?
Well, you know what? I used it for firewood during COVID, so you're not going to.
Well, you said on Facebook you read 3 books this summer, so we were proud of you. Apparently that's not one of them.
Too. That wasn't one of them. That was burned a long time ago. But no, I was real proud of myself. Reading 3 books, for me, that's fantastic. And none of them.
That brings you to 5 total.
Well, I'm setting myself
up. We could do this all day.
This is like softball for you guys, but I've seen you pitch some softball pop, so probably not.
Wesson, we love you. We can't wait to watch your season unfold. Best of luck as you embark on yet another year, 2024. Thanks for being on.
Yeah. See you guys. Thanks.
Thanks.
Wesson Schartz.
I will say that I did
that with him for a long time.
Of course. I will say I did read the Johnny Carson book before I loaned it to him. It was quite good.
Wesson will get it back to you. He's not in a rush for those kinds.
Yeah, it's only been 10, 11 years.
Yeah, that's the way things operate.
Of course.
It's the way we do things.
I don't care. He can have it if he hasn't burned it.
He hasn't burned it.
I know.
Joined by Mark Grogan, my friend, longtime friend, former co-worker at the Wichita Eagle, and also a former Wichita State baseball player. Several years ago, now a decade ago or thereabouts, Mark took on running a golf tournament for League 42. He has a special place in his heart for this organization and the kids who participate. And Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. I absolutely do have a special place in the heart for this. And I still coach up at the Kansas City Urban Academy. Because I love trying to help people that need some guidance growing up. So,
well, we commend you for that, but you need to move back to Wichita and coach in League 42. We're always in always have a big need for coaches, but we'll talk about that another time. What we have is a golf tournament at Sand Creek Station. Right. It's 1 month from today, Friday, October 4th. We're very much looking forward to it. We know the day will be spectacular, sunny, cool, very little wind. What else can you tell us about that golf tournament?
Well, Bob, I don't want to say this tournament runs itself by now, but we have some very loyal sponsors. So I just picked up our premier sponsor's check. That's Mid-America Credit Union, and they have really backed us for this tournament. And, Flying Monkey Beer and Wichita Brewing Company, Ziggy's Pizza, Emerson Biggins. Everybody whenever I call them, they say, same thing as last year. And we really, really appreciate all those sponsors. They really backed this up. And originally, we talked about doing this to get some Wichita State baseball alumni more involved in League 42, and we'll have a good contingent this year. I believe, Ken Greenwood always backs this tournament. Tim Gaskell and Tim Rayleigh both wrote some nice checks for donating. They can't make it this year, but Rick Rona, Terry Elliott, Mark Standiford, Mike McDonald, they're putting together a foursome. Frank Schulte comes in from Russell with his high school basketball teammates, and the Russell boys, they always come. So we've got some great backing from Wichita State alumni. So,
and we're still looking for some foursomes to participate, or people that just want to come and play golf. We'll put you in a foursome. How can people sign up to play?
Okay, well, right now we have about 21 foursomes, so we'd like to get about, I would say, in the range of 6 to 9 more. And they can go to league42.org and just click on golf tournament at the top to sign themselves up. And even if they can't make it, there are a couple, you know, ways to donate on there to the golf tournament. I've kind of encouraged people, if they can't make it, to go ahead and sponsor a foursome so we can get some people out there playing, you know, can offer them some foursomes to play and spend some money out on the course. You know, I actually went to a seminar a couple of years ago out at Sand Creek Station, and by the way, that golf course has really backed us. And anyways, they said the most important things about, you know, golf tournaments, people always talk about, did they have enough food and beverage? Did they you have a nice golf shirt or giveaway? Those type of things. And Rob Gehrer has done a great job at Gear for Sports on our golf shirts. Standard Beverage, Wichita Brewing, Flying Monkey, Heartland Coca-Cola, Ziggy's does some pizza for the pregame before the golf tournament. And then Luis Lopez is just awesome. He makes up some tacos and Mexican rice and stuff like that. It's just outstanding at the end of the tournament during the awards ceremony. So I think it's, you know, a great tournament. And I think you were kind of kidding that it's never windy. And I think we've been pretty lucky. About 8 out of 10 years we have good weather, but Sand Creek Station is out in the open, so there's a little breeze out there for sure.
Yeah, we have great food. We feed you twice, as Mark said, before and after. We have good prizes. Most of those prizes are rounds of golf for other really nice courses in the area. So, and then we, of course, give away a driver and a putter and those kinds of things. So, all kinds of things that you can win if you enter this tournament. It's $150 per individual, $500 per team. You can go to league42.org. There's an easy way to sign up. This money goes directly toward programming and facilities for League 42. And Mark, we can't thank you enough for everything you do to help us out. We look forward to this tournament coming up in 1 month, and hopefully I'll see you before that.
That sounds great, Bob. I really appreciate you having me on today. And
what's happened to the Royals, by the way?
Sign up. Well,
I got to ask you, what's happened to the Royals?
Well, you know, did Vinny Pasquino? He had a broken thumb, so he was, you know, one of three guys that were just lighting it up. Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador and him were a nice trio of hitters right in the middle of the lineup. And you take one of those out of there, and they're kind of in shock a little bit on their offense right now, I think, without him. But hopefully they picked up, you know, Tommy Pham and Robbie Grossman and Gurriel, and so hopefully they can get those veterans going a little bit, and not going to replace Vinny, but maybe those three can at least chip away at replacing him. And their starting pitching's, you know, been solid, but the bullpen off and on has a little challenge. So right now they have a 4.5 game lead on the wild card, but they got to hang on because it's 20 games left. So.
Mark, thank you. We'll see you soon, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate it. We'll get together soon. Thank you.
All right. Mark Grogan talking about League 42's annual golf tournament coming up at Sand Creek Station on October 4th. I think our friend Max has put a team in that.
Really?
Max
good.
Lazo. So hopefully we'll get a few more. If you're interested and have questions, you can contact me. League42Wichita@gmail.com. We'd like to get, as Mark said, 6 to 8 more foursomes in that tournament and try to make it happen. All right, we will
think,
take.
There'll be those extra Jersey Mike certificates again this year.
I don't know if we'll get those.
We ate pretty good off of those the last couple
of months. Well, we'll take a break, come back, and visit with Mike Furches. We'll talk some pop culture next.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.